This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. A controversial energy company is losing its extremely controversial CEO. Aubrey McClendon is leaving Chesapeake Energy. The natural gas giant is a leader in fracking, the much-debated production technique. Dan Bobkoff reports on McClendon's rocky tenure.
Chesapeake led the drilling boom in recent years in places like Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Texas. All the while, McClendon's personal fortune became intertwined with the company's. When plummeting natural gas prices loaded Chesapeake with debt, things got even more complicated, says Phil Weiss of Argus Research.
He sold artwork to the company. The company gave him this tremendously large bonus after the stock took a precipitous dive.
McClendon even reportedly borrowed from a firm that also invested in Chesapeake. That drew the attention of regulators and the ire of shareholders. Wall Street Journal reporter Russell Gold is the author of an upcoming book on fracking. He says McClendon leaves a complicated legacy.
He had some significant corporate governance issues, and that ultimately led to his downfall. But one of the reasons the United States has so much energy, and frankly so much inexpensive energy compared to the rest of the world, is because of what Aubrey McClendon and Chesapeake did.
McClendon leaves his position April 1st. In New York, I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.